right now on VFN TV, the Benham Brothers said there's going to be bloodshed in America. Dr. Ben Carson said a book from 1963 written by an FBI agent talking about the naked communists. He says it's just like it was written yesterday. Is communism trying to come to America? We'll find out today, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
What Trump did was, Trump was risen up as the door was closing and judgment was coming on America, and we were heading down that road where our economy would have absolutely spiraled out of existence. And God put a mercy visit instead. He put a hard-nosed, prophetic Cyrus who stands there at the door and says, no, there's going to be an extension of peace and grace on America.
But the Lord showed me in this particular night vision, this dream, we were in this courtroom, the evil one was on trial, and the prosecutor looks at us and says, he's going to get convicted. And then all of a sudden, he turns it back towards the judge, and as soon as he turns to the judge, the gavel comes down, and the entire courtroom begins to feel like slices of gold, thin slices of gold, just started raining down in the courtroom nonstop. And he turns around to us. You can't even see across the courtroom. He points at us and says, I told you it was coming. When God deals with the evil one, the resources get released. There's going to be great resources coming.
We will be protected by God.
The name of Jesus got more attention that day than any inauguration I can ever remember.
In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Your heavenly Father, respectfully in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
And this is the breakthrough year.
Breakthroughs. There's that word breakthrough again.
The Lord told me there's a year of incredible breakthroughs coming to us. Long-awaited victories for us.
Life is winning again in America.
Our republic was formed on the basis that freedom is not a gift from government, but that freedom is a gift from God. For us here in Washington, we must never, ever stop asking God for the wisdom to serve the public according to his will.
The alliance between Israel and America has always been extremely strong. It's about to get even stronger.
I've known the president and I've known his family and his team for a long time. And there is no greater supporter of the Jewish people and the Jewish state than President Donald Trump. I think we should put that to rest.
He proceeded to ask me, who did President Truman lean on to help get the Jews back in the Holy Land? I said, General Eisenhower. The Lord said to me, I have raised up Trump, and I am also giving him generals to help defend my people, the Jews, to keep them in their homeland. What was will be again.
Each American generation passes the torch of truth, liberty, and justice in an unbroken chain all the way down to the present. That torch is now in our hands, and we will use it to light up the world.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Well, here we are today, again, all these years later, and communism is being brought to the forefront. Can you believe that people even think that communism would even work, socialism would even work? We've seen every case of communism in every country always fail. And they always think they have a better system when they start the next aspect, where communism is where the government owns everything and they allot things to the people. Well, Dr. Ben Carson was on Fox News with Megyn Kelly some time back, and he was talking very specifically about how important the Republic of America, how important our freedom stance is in the world, because if we don't stand up for freedom, we're going to see great tyranny come on the earth. But he had great hopes. Matter of fact, listen, this is Dr. Ben Carson now.
Well, first of all, this is an exceptional nation, and it happens to be the pinnacle nation in the world. Not the first one. There have been others before us. Ancient Egypt, Greece, Rome, Great Britain, France, Spain, all pinnacle nations, all thought they were going to be there forever, all went down the tubes. What happened in each case? They became enamored of sports and entertainment, lifestyles of the rich and famous. They tolerated political corruption. They lost their moral compass. They lost their vision. These are all the things that are happening to us. And the real question is, can we learn from the things that happened in the past that led to the decline of great nations, or must we inexorably go down the same path? I believe that we can learn, because we're different than all those other nations. We are the child of every other nation. So we have all that history, and we have their best interest in mind. We also are a Judeo-Christian nation. Those values are the things that really gave us strength. Did we make mistakes? Of course we make mistakes. Every nation makes mistakes. But we are the most benign superpower the world has ever known. And if we go off the scene, we will be replaced by someone else. The likelihood of them being as benign as we are is extremely remote.
This is so important. When you're hearing about the kind of importance it is for America to take the stand for freedom, benign, what he means is that we're not spreading like a cancer across the earth. You know, we could use our power for evil, but America has used its power for good. Made some mistakes, yes. But when you compare America to all the other countries, and Dinesh D'Souza, we'll have more about that movie a little bit of this program, but he made a movie talking specifically about America and the lies that have been spoken over America and the truth about it. We'll talk about that. So important, because America stands for good. It's amazing how many good things are happening in the face of the earth because America stood. Although we had some real difficult days, and the last administration seemed to be trying to kind of take us to a place that we couldn't be any good and minimalize America, we're seeing what happened when America went to go back and become less of an input on the face of the earth. What happened? ISIS began to spread everywhere. Terrorism began to spread everywhere. And it's still happening right now because of just sitting back and pulling back and drawing back. As a matter of fact, Megyn Kelly said specifically, if America does not come to this place and stay here, who's going to take our place? Let's listen to Megyn Kelly.
That's a big question. And there was an op-ed in the New York Times earlier this week by a German newspaper editor saying, look, when Europe can afford to sit back, because we've got America that has our back, America doesn't have the same luxury. No one's going to step in, no one good, if we step back and wait for somebody to fill this void.
No one good is going to step in America's place. I mean, think about that. We saw that for the last 8 years. The more we pull back, the more evil loves a vacuum. As soon as we pull back, you start seeing things like ISIS arising, people thinking they're going to start a caliphate again. You start seeing soldiers beheaded in Great Britain right there on the main streets. You see journalists beheaded, James Foley and others that have taken place, just evil things that have taken place in society. It's because America pulled back. Well, America's stepping back out again. As a matter of fact, to do that, it's going to be some real difficult days ahead, but it's headed to a good place. The Benham brothers, by the way, they have an article in Charisma News Magazine. They wrote this book. The book is Whatever the Cost. And these are some amazing brothers who are Christians, who love God, who love our country. And we're going to hear some of the things they wrote about, because they're saying specifically in this article, bloodshed is coming to America. Make sure you join us after the break. We'll talk about it. I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Data Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching. Welcome back to VFN TV. So wait for the camera to catch up with us right here. That the Benham Brothers,
yes,
they wrote this book, Whatever the Cost. And if you haven't met these guys, you know, we have met them through media and their interviews they're doing, that they're amazing young men. They were taught really well by their father, and now they are fathers themselves. But they are saying that there's going to be bloodshed. Bloodshed is coming to America?
Yes. Well, article is written in Charisma magazine, mm-hmm. and as you said, bloodshed is coming to America.
This is what they're saying.
Uh-huh. And it won't be a response to oppression, but the result of aggression against God and our constitutional form of government.
It makes me think of what's happening in Israel. You know, we lost a wonderful young soldier, Sergeant Major Hadass. And they're coming from a place of defense.
Yeah.
But aggression was coming to her and took her life through Palestinian terrorists. And that's what he's talking about, that
yes.
you're standing for what's right, and then somebody's aggressively trying to snuff that out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
They continue to write, the increasingly violent acts in our streets, town hall meetings, and university campuses are simply birth pangs for a greater upheaval that's brewing hot. And it's not by accident. Although the narrative is that street protests and student uprisings are simply a response to Trump as a president or guest speakers with conservative values, the truth is that they are coordinated attacks resulting from subversive, anti-God, anti-American ideology that has indoctrinated our university for over 50 years.
And I think about this. I think about, you know, the book that we were introduced to, The Naked Communist, that was written in 1963 by an FBI agent.
Yes.
And the things that he laid out, you know, it's almost, I remember Dr. Carson, as a matter of fact, this is Dr. Carson here, and Dr. Carson's talking about how it's almost like this book was written just yesterday.
Hmm.
He's talking about communism and the things that are taking place. As a matter of fact, this is Dr. Carson speaking specifically. You'll hear him talk about The Naked Communist. It's about this book. He says CIA, but it's FBI. And how it's happening right now. Take a look.
To what extent do you feel that divisiveness is playing a role in what we're seeing right now?
It's playing an extremely large role in what we're doing. There are elements in our society whose only desire is to drive a wedge into any little crack that they can find. Therefore, race wars, income wars, age wars, gender wars, religious wars.
How damaging
anything
is that?
That you can possibly make. It's extremely damaging. A house divided against itself cannot stand. And the purpose of it, of course, is to make people throw their hands up in disgust, say, this isn't working, we need to move to another system. Go back and read the Neo Marxist literature. It's all right there. All of this stuff is not secret. That's why I encourage people all the time, go and read this stuff. You don't have to take my word for it. Vladimir Lenin, Saul Alinsky, Karl Marx, you know, these people just laid all of this stuff out. And there was a guy who was a former CIA agent by the name of Cleon Skousen, who wrote a book in 1958 called The Naked Communist. And it laid out the whole agenda. You would think by reading it that it was written last year. showing what they're trying to do to American families, what they're trying to do to our Judeo-Christian faith.
Do you think?
What they're doing to morality.
Do you think that we are at the precipice of some fundamental sea change in this country right now?
Well, I think if the American people throw their hands up, and the majority of people in this country actually do have common sense, I'm convinced of that. But if they give in, because remember, again, go read it for yourself. Number one rule, Saul Alinsky, you make the majority think that what they believe is no longer in vogue, that nobody with any intelligence thinks that way, and that the way you believe is the only way intelligent people believe. That way, they will give up. That way, they will submit. We cannot submit. We have got to stand up for America.
So the Naked Communists, John, what is this about? What is this book about?
Well, reportedly, this book reveals how revolutionaries are intended to turn our nation from a constitutionalism to communism without firing a single bullet. Now, this is important because
they have different things set up about, you know, what that would be, right?
Yeah, there's 45 strategies, if you will.
Right.
And we're going to share a few of them, you know, with the audience.
Well, let's take a look at them now.
Yeah, sure.
It was written in 1963. Dr. Kitz Carson just said it was just like it was written just yesterday.
Amazing.
And Megyn Kelly says people won't probably like you. They didn't have the part of the interview because of you actually say this. And he's going like, read the books.
It's the truth.
It's the truth, you know. And so this is actually, if you can see this when we're talking about it, this is what they say that you need to do to be able to turn a country from democracy, from a republic to communism, mm-hmm. without firing a shot.
And this was written in the 60s now.
1963.
Okay.
But it seems like it just somebody wrote it today, because this is what's happening right
yeah.
now. What's this first one?
Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum and get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks.
This is exactly what has already happened already.
Yeah.
You know, with Common Core, with all the things that are happening in the school, it's like the school system, including the universities,
mm-hmm.
are
Big
being
time.
Used against the country.
Absolutely.
And they're training folks up. They literally have classes how to protest the government, specifically how to protest President Trump, an actual course.
A course
that they have on there. Right. And then they have conservative speakers that have been going to universities in California and different ones. But they've been banned.
I mean, there's some
but they're starting fires, they're throwing mailboxes at it, and they've already ignited then the hearts of our young with education, the curriculum. They've already done that.
Yeah.
And the textbooks, it's amazing what's taking place. So that's check.
Done.
Done. Right. How to turn a country from democracy to communism.
To communism.
So that's check, right?
Okay.
What's the second thing?
Another one here is gain control of all student newspapers.
Check.
That's an easy one.
All right,
done.
Check.
Go to the next one. Use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations that are under communist attack.
Is that not taking place?
Yeah, you look at every college campus right now, not every, but many college campuses, they're protesting about everything.
And not only that, they have illegal aliens on the campus and say that we are a place of refuge. It's like, no, you're actually a federal-funded thing by the tax dollars.
Exactly.
And your mom is paying for
your
other half of the education. You need to go back to school.
That's right.
When we saw people on the streets protesting and stuff, these were college students that they trained. So that's actually happening. So I would say,
check.
All okay.
right. Next one, infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy making positions.
Well, that hadn't happened.
No, of course not.
Right.
I mean, think
it's
about this.
Press as we know it is over.
Of course.
They've totally infiltrated, and they really know what they're doing. I mean, they know they're saying it's not true, but they continue to say the narrative over and over again. And Alinsky says, if you repeat a lie long enough, Saul Alinsky, the Wolf of Radicals, if you repeat a lie long enough, people begin to believe it is truth, right?
Right.
So that's check. They've got.
Yeah, I believe Hitler said that as well too. And,
yes.
Goebbels
or. Okay.
Yeah, Goebbels.
Check. Okay.
Check. Done.
All right.
Next one: gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. No.
Check. That's a check.
But this is. I mean, think
you
about.
You can't even
this.
Watch PBS today without that being. It's like, is this a communist program going? Are you promoting the takedown of our government?
Are my taxpayer
60
paying dollars
minutes,
going to that?
All these programs, CNN.
But look at the movies too. I mean,
it's all
going that way.
Exactly.
Here's the next one: eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press.
In other words, an actual law that's legal, they're saying that is obscenity. The law itself is like a cross in Pensacola, Florida, yeah. at Bayview Park, where a judge says that's obscenity, yeah. and they take the cross down.
But they're saying it's okay. Don't put a law against obscenity, because if you do, we're going to say that you're censoring our free speech.
Now, this was written in 1963 by an FBI agent. What's the plan? What is the strategy to be able to take a country from freedom and democracy to a communist government?
Yeah.
And we're saying check. This is the sixth one.
Yes.
I would say check.
Check, for
All
sure.
Right. What's the next one?
Here's the next one. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography, obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. And
that hadn't happened. That
internet happened? Wasn't around, but you would say internet today, right?
Did that happen?
Of course it's happened.
It has happened. It
check.
Is like, that's a huge check.
Yeah.
So far, it's 100%, John.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Here's the next one. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Check.
Check. We have
check.
Gay marriage. We have all this.
Pornography running
there's
rampant.
There's 96-something genders now. Like they say, there's instead of two genders, there's like, I don't know what you call it.
Yeah, but the thing is, and they're hitting it just right, that it's normal. No,
right.
This stuff is not normal.
Right. And when you go in the bathroom today, you got to think.
Yeah, exactly.
What's you don't even know.
Here?
You got to make sure that things are right. You don't know where it is. And it's like, it's become normal, you know? And so.
Normal, and then you're threatened if you think or say otherwise.
Normal, right.
Yeah.
And so I would say check.
Check.
Okay.
Done.
All right.
Here's
yes.
another one. Eliminate prayer or any phrase of religious expression in the school on the grounds that it violates the principle of separation in church and state. So no prayer in schools.
Check.
Check. Done.
It's amazing. This is one of the strategies. You remove God out of the schools. It makes me think about the exchange student that was at Harvard and what he said about America.
Yes.
As a matter of
Do
fact,
we have that?
Yeah, I want you to see this because he said when he studied America, he found out why America actually exists. Take a look.
Some time ago, I had a conversation with a Marxist economist from China. He was coming to the end of a Fulbright fellowship here in Boston, but I asked him if he had learned anything that was surprising or unexpected. And without any hesitation, he said, yeah, I had no idea how critical religion is to the functioning of democracy. The reason why democracy works, he said, is not because the government was designed to oversee what everybody does. But rather, democracy works because most people, most of the time, voluntarily choose to obey the law. And in your past, most Americans attended a church or a synagogue every week, and they were taught there by people who they respected. My friend went on to say that Americans followed these rules because they had come to believe that they weren't just accountable to society, they were accountable to God. My Chinese friend heightened a vague but nagging concern I've harbored inside that as religion loses its influence over the lives of Americans, what will happen to our democracy? Where are the institutions that are going to teach the next generation of Americans that they too need to voluntarily choose to obey the laws? Because if you take away religion, you can't hire enough police.
If you take away religion, you cannot hire enough police. And that's exactly the strategy. You know, why do we obey a law? And the people you're seeing today, people are going like, the younger generation, the people that are buying this, they're going, yeah, why do we act? Why is there norms? Why is there just a male and a female? Why is there just marriage this way? Why are the police? They're questioning everything.
Right.
But the result of that is when you pull God out and you pull prayer out,
you have chaos.
You have no guidelines anymore. There is no truth.
There are no boundaries.
There are no boundaries. So that's happening. I would say check. Okay, what's the next one?
Here's the next one. Discredit the American Constitution.
We're talking about, this is important to remember in case you forgot. You know, the strategy, according to a book written by the FBI agent in 1963, and Dr. Carson says, it's just like it was written yesterday, that how do you turn a democracy to a communist? How do you get rid of freedom and turn it into a communist government?
Right.
And we're seeing it take place.
These come from a book called The Naked Communist.
The Naked Communist, and these are the different strategies. And what's this next strategy?
Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis.
Our very own former president stated that it is a list of negative rights and began to talk less about the very thing you're swore to defend.
A Supreme Court Justice Ruth Ginsburg said to a nation that was forming, this is an outdated document.
Don't use it for your
country. Don't use it. Find another
constitution. In their job, it says they swear to protect the Constitution of the United States, the whole purpose of them being there.
All laws are based on the Constitution.
That's exactly it. Without the Constitution, without the Constitution, there's no laws, and without God, there's no obedience to those laws. That's what we're talking about. And so you're seeing that. Let's cover one more before we go to break here.
Here's another one. Discredit the American founding fathers. Present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man.
They've done that over and over again. They've just. I've never heard so many bad things about individuals before.
Yeah, full of bigotry and stuff like that. It's not true. These men are to be honored.
To be honored, and they're the founding fathers. They're the ones that signed the Constitution.
We have a country because of them.
They risked their lives and their liberties and their wealth to be able to have a country that we have today.
Yeah.
And the Dinesh D'Souza's movie, what is the movie that we want to bring that up? After the break, we're going to bring that up to you because he did an awesome job of the reality of our country and the lies that are being put over our country. And you need to watch that movie in the context of this program to really give you a context of that. Wait a minute. Out of all the countries, and America's done some bad things, America's done a lot less bad things than other countries.
Right.
And that's an amazing
thing.
And
if other countries were afforded the opportunities that we had, we don't know if they were going to...
They wouldn't have taken it. Other than probably Israel. Listen, right now, we have this offer for you. We want to be able to send this to you free of charge. Here's the details.
Offer 2034. There comes a time when oppression is over, but you must fight for your freedom. There is a cost to living in rebellion to God and failing to acknowledge Him personally and as a nation. That cost is oppressive leadership or living an oppressed life. This kind of oppression is not to push us away from the Lord, but to bring us back to the Lord. The very reason it comes upon a nation is because they've turned away from God. Yet there comes a time when this oppression is over. In this message, you'll be able to gain wisdom from looking back and learning how Israel was under great oppression, as God had sold them to a ruthless, cruel governmental leader for 20 years. You'll also learn how important it is to turn back to God and listen for His voice, a word from the Lord, when He begins to give you wisdom and how to fight for your freedom, and how important it is to hear what He says, believe Him, and act on it to be free. You'll discover how many words of freedom from the Lord sit on the shelf, waiting for someone to believe the oppression is over, believe God, and fight for the freedom that God wants you to believe. We learn all through this through the life of Deborah. We want to send you this offer for a gift of any amount. You can go to VFNTV.com and become a partner by clicking on Partner Now. Or you can write to us at 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2034. There comes a time when oppression is over, but you must fight for your freedom.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
There was nothing available for us when we were going through this of trying to figure out what it looked like to make a plan and what it looked like to make funeral arrangements while you were still pregnant.
This is Focus on the Family Minute, and Laura Haney realized that her baby, diagnosed with a fatal condition while in her womb, was in hospice care.
Perinatal hospice is not a place, it's really a way of thinking, because the mom is that beautiful hospice that's carrying that baby. I had 4 months to parent Pearl after we got her diagnosis, and I was her mom and did everything. We went to the park, we had ice cream, all those things, and that's what perinatal hospice empowers these families to do, to give them another alternative besides going to take care of the pregnancy, ending it early, but to empower them to make decisions to parent their baby while they're still here.
You'll hear more of this courageous story at FamilyMinute.org.
This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
There is nothing so beautiful as the good
There is nothing so ugly as evil. But in our imagination, we have made good to become ugly and boring. We have made evil to become intriguing, attractive, and full of charm. Good and evil are like the positive and negative poles of an electric current. You transpose them and darkness falls, and that's why man is a stranger to himself today. Think of the many ways in which we have sought to be free. Technology has freed us. Industry has freed us. Science has freed us. Art has freed us. Education has freed us. We supposedly have broken 1,000 tyrannies. And yet we may be referred to as restless man, intoxicated with a sense of freedom.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today, and it's amazing how your life will – you'll just have peace in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion has made it out to be. And children are abiding with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know as adults we should be able to do that.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You know, we are listening, reading an article by the Benham Brothers in the Charisma magazine talking about there's going to be bloodshed in America because you have people that are aggressive and they're creating an aggression against the right standing in America, against the Constitution, against what we just saw take place on the ball fields in Alexandria,
which is Virginia, an assassination attempt.
On U.S. Congressmen, 20 to 25 of them out there.
And had it not been for the heroic
police officers, eventually another one out
there.
That brave officers, thank God for our law enforcement officers. So there's, in this book, The Naked Communists, it was written in 1963. Dr. Ben Carson says it's just like it was written yesterday. And to us, we're reading it like, this is. And these are different strategies that they have. They wrote out to be able to take a democracy from freedom to turning it over to communism. And so far, it's 100%.
So far.
So we're just reading through a couple more of these so you can see where we're at.
Here's another one. Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it was only a minor part of the big picture.
Now, just heard that David Barton with Wall Builders, he has a 2-week crash course on true American history.
Really?
It starts with absolute truth, which that's what everybody's trying to pull out of it. They're in the dark here. And so history majors, John, when they've graduated with a 4-year degree, they're going to get their
master's
degree in history to go teach people. And she said to David Barton that they stopped teaching history to her in the 8th grade, and the history they teach is like the history of goofy stuff. Nothing like
importance.
like this.
Yeah.
You know, and they're doing it. So I would say
check.
Okay.
Right. Here's another one. Support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health, clinics, and others. Check.
Well, you're looking too at the NEA, National Education Association, that, you know, the things that they're doing. And they said they don't listen to us because we love kids. They don't listen. This is the president, reportedly. We had him on, former president of NEA. They don't listen to us because, I don't know if it was the president, but it was a person they had at the podium at the National Education Association.
Okay.
They don't listen to us because we love kids. They don't listen to us because we're good at education. He went through different things. He says, they listen to us because we got money. We have like 1 million members to pay this much money.
Yes.
And it gives us this much power. And you're looking, that would be a
check. Yeah.
Okay.
Check.
Plus other organizations as well.
There's
that's
tons
just one.
Of them. Yeah. If we had more time, we could go in length on this.
Yes.
Here's another one. Discredit the family as an institution and encourage promiscuity and easy divorce.
You know, the thing about this, John, that bothers me is because there is absolute truth.
Of
course.
And there are huge consequences for not following truth. That's one thing.
Eternal David, consequences.
Yes, local and regional, local and eternal.
Yeah.
But, you know, David Barton talked about that when he was teaching history. And they were shocked. The students were shocked to find out that there's consequences. But if there is no truth and there is no absolutes, then this stuff plays off. They had to remove these absolutes. And so we got to begin to, you know, that's one thing that's so important. And I want to tell you right now. That's one thing that we're focused on here. We have a drive to be able to impact all seven spheres of culture, the seven mountains we call them. It's VFN Kingdom Business, and we talk about dealing with the religious mountain. We talk about dealing with the family mountain, the education mountain, the business mountain, the arts and entertainment mountain, the church, and the government mountain. As a matter of fact, I want you to, partnering with us, us doing this together, we have to begin to be the counter narrative, the true narrative to what's going on. If not, we're going to lose this thing. But listen, watch what we're doing. Watch the condition, but watch what we're doing right here at VFN Kingdom Business. Check it out.
In every city of the world, an unseen battle rages for dominion over God's creation and the souls of people. This battle is fought on seven strategic fronts, looming like mountains over the culture to shape and influence its destiny. Over the years, the church slowly retreated from its place of influence on these mountains, leaving a void now filled with darkness. When we lose our influence, we lose the culture. And when we lose the culture, we fail to advance the kingdom of God. And now, a generation stands in desperate need. It's time to fight for them and take back these mountains of influence. The mountain of government, where evil is either restrained or endorsed. The mountain of education, where truths or lies about God and His creation are taught. The mountain of media, where information is interpreted through the lens of good or evil. The mountain of arts and entertainment, where values and virtue are celebrated or distorted. The mountain of religion, where people worship God in spirit and truth or settle for a religious ritual. The mountain of family, where either the blessing or a curse is passed on to successive generations. And the one mountain they all depend on, the mountain that fuels and funds all the other mountains. The mountain of business, where people build for the glory of God or the glory of man. Where resources are consecrated for the kingdom of God or captured for the powers of darkness. Those who lead this mountain control what influences our culture. The last 50 years, we've seen the most rapid moral decline in history. The culture we inherited from our forefathers is disintegrating before our eyes. What kind of world are we leaving for our children and grandchildren? As long as the business mountain is held by enemies of the gospel, funding for the other mountains will always be constrained, and any efforts to advance the kingdom of God will be hindered. Imagine God's people reclaiming their cities and government, in the arts and entertainment, in the media, in education, in the family, in religious influence, but only limited by their imagination and not by a lack of finances. It's possible, but first, we must take back the mountain of business. God's move to take this mountain back has already begun. 90% of people working in the marketplace believe in God. 78% believe spirituality and business mix. 70% say that because of their faith, they find meaning and purpose in life. There are over 56 million Bible-believing Christians working in the marketplace. A vast army of God waiting to be truly engaged in the battle. Yet this strategic army and battlefront has largely been left ignored by the church. More than 90% of church members do not feel they are being equipped or trained by the church to apply biblical faith in their day-to-day life.
The business mountain is so strategic because that is the place of influence. When you look at the culture, so much of the culture is defined by what happens in business. If we would use the wealth of the world to bless the world and bless it not only to distribute to the needy that which is needed, but when we bring economy an economic benefit to a nation or to a culture, then you have influence over that culture. The people, as they're transformed, will transform all seven mountains.
It is time to reclaim the Seven Mountains and bring the life of God back into our culture.
Join the movement. Join. Go to vfnkb.org and be a part of the answer. We cannot continue to just yell at darkness and watch on our TV screens as we're watching our nation turn upside down, this counter move going on. You need to join the movement in regards to, you know, impacting each of these mountains. And we're doing that with VFN TV, VFN Kingdom Business. And we want to help you.
And you have a role to play.
You have it's us together. And you can do that by, you know, becoming a part of the team, no matter where you are in the world or where you are in the nation. But also you can partner financially. And if you at least you know while you're at work, I'm doing something about it, impacting these things, because it's going to increase. The Benham brothers are saying in this article in Charisma Magazine, there's going to be bloodshed in America. What is the bloodshed? Is an aggressive movement coming against the right way to take the nation. And so we got to stand, but we don't stand by hiding out.
Yeah.
We have to come out and actually stand up for our nation. One way to think about it is, what kind of country do we want to leave to our children? The sad thing about it, a lot of this generation kills their children. They don't, how many million children's been aborted?
Over 50 plus million.
50 plus million children have been aborted. Way. You're looking at the enemy has just reprogrammed people's minds that not even think about anybody else but themselves. You know, we had a program, you know, called Selfish by Choice.
Childless by choice.
And they said, we don't want to, you know, why spend all this money on a kid that's going to grow up at 15 years old or so and tell you that they hate you?
Yeah, it's called love.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. And it's like, because things turn around. There's one more that they covered in the book, The Naked Communists, these things you need to do to be able to turn it from freedom to communism.
These are just highlights. There's more, but here's one more we'll share. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition that students and special interest groups should rise up and use united force to solve an economic, political, and social problems.
Does this sound familiar? This is exactly what the Benham Brothers are talking about. It's what we've been talking about. And understanding that if we do nothing, if you sit back and do nothing, and many times people have been defeated because they did nothing. It's not because they weren't stronger, they weren't bigger. This whole narrative was to make you think that you're not powerful anymore. This whole narrative was to make people think that the Constitution is not important anymore. This whole narrative has been about saying, you know, God's not relevant anymore. They're all lies. God's present, He's relevant, He's watching us. The Constitution is real, and we can stand up for what others have laid their life down for. Go to Arlington Cemetery. Go to, on the Gulf Coast, go down to the Naval Air Station, Pensacola, Florida, and go out to the cemetery out there, Barranca Cemetery, and realize they laid their lives down. We can at least stand up if they laid their lives down for us to be able to have this kind of freedom. What they're saying is not true. If they say up, think down. If they say right, think left. If they say, you know, the opposite, they're going to say the opposite. And, you know, Jesus said, He said, your father is the devil, you know, that you know, when he lies, he speaks his native language. And some of the reports are on our previous leadership was they had no problem saying what wasn't true as if it was true again and again and again. Listen, freedom is here. God told me specifically the seed of evil is going to come down and the seed of the righteous is going to rise. But listen, we want to give this to you. Make sure you get this offer. We told you about it a little bit earlier. We want to send this to you. The details are earlier in the program. We got to be able to stand and fight for this freedom, because freedom isn't free. People pay a price for it. But when God's on your side, you win. We get back from this break. We're going to break this thing down and find out, you know, where are we and what is the answer? It's going to really bless you. Join us out of the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We're so excited about the marriage encounter. So many people are complaining about what marriage has turned into. A lot of people are not even going to be married anymore.
and people are giving up on it. You don't have to. Listen, God's plan is marriage. And at the Marriage Encounter with VFN, we want to bless you. The VFN Kingdom Business, we're focusing on you, your family, and your marriage. It's called Love and Respect. We have a special thing for you, an entire weekend. It's going to bless your family. It's going to give you tools to be able to relate. And let me tell you something. Once we understand each other, we can relate to each other. And we're going to leave with tools that are going to empower you. As a matter of fact, here's Emerson now with Love and Respect.
Hi, I'm Emerson Eggerich, founder and president of Love and Respect Ministries. What is the love and respect message? Well, the University of Washington studied 2,000 couples for 20 years and discovered that the key to a successful relationship is love and respect. What I found interesting is that the Bible said that 2,000 years ago in Ephesians 5:33, that a husband must love and a wife must respect. It's gender specific. I always insert, we all need love and respect equally. Women need R-E-S-P-E-C-T and men need L-O-V-E. But there's a felt need that differs in conflict between men and women. We've asked 7,000 people this question. When you're in a conflict with your spouse, do you feel unloved at that moment or disrespected? 83% of the men said they feel disrespected. 72% of the women say they feel unloved. And here's what happens. It kind of gets crazy because she's not trying to be disrespectful. He filters it through that grid, though. When she feels unloved, she reacts in a negative way, which ends up feeling disrespectful to him. She's not trying to be disrespectful, but he feels disrespected. And then when he reacts in a negative way, he's not trying to be unloving, but she feels unloved. And so you have this confusion, and it results in a crazy cycle. Without love, she reacts without respect. Without respect, he reacts without love, and this baby spins. Again, we all need love and respect equally, but the felt need often leads to the crazy cycle. Can you relate to that? And how to get on what we call the energizing cycle. In fact, it applies to parent-child. It applies to all relationships, whether you're a male or female, wherever you're at, in the work arena or elsewhere.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're talking this whole program. We'll start off with Dr. Ben Carson, and we're hearing from the Benham Brothers, who wrote an article in Crucible Magazine talking about also about the book called The Naked Communist. It was written in 1963. Yes. That Dr. Ben Carson says like it was written yesterday. Mm. And some of the strategy, there's 45 strategies. We'll make sure those are all available for you on the VFN Torch. We just covered some of them, but it's 100% of the ones we covered.
Yeah.
That is done how to turn a country that's free, a democracy, to communist country.
Yes, without firing a single
bullet. And so we're about to read you some quotes. These are not our quotes. This is what's written in the article about what these guys are saying.
They're saying this is a problem that many of the cultural leaders in this movement are now calling for and sometimes are even demanding bloodshed. And so I want to read you a couple of these quotes.
And this first one, let's just say their name first. And
yeah, Dan Savage.
What's Dan Savage saying?
He says, I wish they, speaking of Republicans, were all expletive dead.
So right. He said, I wish, so Dan Savage is saying that he wished all Republicans are dead. And that's what the assassination attempt that just took place at the Alexandria ballpark
in Virginia.
While the Republican congressmen were practicing for that charity game, and it wasn't for the police officers, they would have been.
Well, reports are that the shooter, the assassin, asked as someone who walked off the field, who's playing on? There's Democrats or Republicans.
Yeah.
And allegedly the person said those are Republicans practicing.
Right. And he had a list of the four Republicans
a
in
hit
his
list.
Pocket. So this is what they're trying to do, stir up.
And
this.
It's happened
yeah,
already.
Okay. What else?
So here's another quote from Stephen Crockett.
Okay, Stephen Crockett.
A Democratic talk radio host.
What is he saying?
And he said, if I had it my way, I would see politician and politician activists strapped down to electric chairs and lit up like Christmas trees. The better to light the way for American democracy and American freedom.
This is the Democratic talk radio host. What's his name? Stephen Crockett?
Steve Crockett.
He's literally saying the same thing Nero did in regards to burning. Remember he put Christians up on posts? He's talking about basically Republicans to just light them up like a Christmas tree. One saying kill them. One saying, I guess, light them up. That would be the same thing. You light them up. Okay.
Yeah.
What else is being said?
Here's another thing that's being said.
This is by Michael Feingold with Village Voice.
Yes,
Michael Feingold.
Yes. Republicans whose goal in life is to profit from disaster and who don't give a hoot about human beings either can or won't, which is why I personally think they should be exterminated before they cause any more harm. The Village Voice, Michael Feingold.
So he's saying exterminate who? The Republicans.
The Republicans.
Which are the conservative viewpoint of our nation, you know, wanting laws and borders and freedom. This is crazy. This lines right up with what's being said.
That's right.
Who's the next one?
Again, you know, we're quoting this from this article in Charisma Magazine.
This is Bill Maher.
This is Bill Maher. Mm-hmm. And he said, I have zero doubt that if politician was not in power, people wouldn't be dying needlessly tomorrow. I'm just saying, if he did die, other people, more people, would live. That's a fact.
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher.
So,
this is the same type of
these
narrative.
Are people in media positions, and they're saying out. There was a day that you couldn't put these threats out against people's lives like this.
And it's called the threat.
Yeah, it's and you're seeing people listening to these things, and they're going. One took a high power rifle and went to the Alexandria ballpark where Republicans
reportedly it was said that the reason the assassin went to shoot the representative from Louisiana who's recovering now was because he voted for Obamacare to end Obamacare.
We had a list of four.
Yeah,
four.
Well, one of them, to end Obamacare, and that they were going to lose 50,000 lives. And because of that...
Well, that's not true.
Of course it's not true.
We have the best medical system.
Of course it's not true. But that was the narrative. That was the thing that allegedly was being shared.
And here's one more here. This one is by a U.S. Berkeley lecturer, Haytham Bazin, B-A-Z-A-I-N. Okay.
Quote, are you angry? Yeah. Are you angry? Yeah. Are you angry?
So they're at the speaking in Berkeley.
Okay. He's giving a lecture.
Okay.
Well, we've been watching Intifada in Palestine.
This is the uprising in Palestine where they're stabbing Jews.
With knives.
Stoning Jews. They're running over Jews. They killed an American that was there. Remember, it was parked at a traffic light. So they're saying, we're seeing that, right?
Yeah. We've been watching Intifada in Palestine. We've been watching an uprising in Iraq. And the question is, that what are we doing? It's about time that we have an intifada in this country that changes fundamentally the political dynamics in here. And we know that they're going to say some Palestinian being too radical. Well, you haven't seen radicalism yet. Again, a quote from UC Berkeley lecturer Haytham Bazin.
So he's saying have an intifada here. And that's an
in
uprising.
America.
It's just violence. It's a riot, or what it is.
Yeah.
And I know that our former vice president, was it our former vice president that went over to Israel and said, you don't want another intifada. Actually, it was the Secretary of State,
John Kerry.
Threatened Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu when everything's going great, the economy's going good, and said, you don't want to see another intifada. And it's like, what is in the hearts of these folks that want to take away our country? America's not perfect, but I'm telling you, America, the democracy, the freedom, if you don't have freedom, you can't even say what you're saying now. So we need to pray for our country, pray for our president, pray that God would give us the grace to be able to have our Constitution. And we got to stand up and say what's right. If they're saying what's not true, we got to just say the truth in love, not to say it in hate. I think
That's
Dr. King gave a great example how to stand up and move in love, but move in bold truth, and realize there's more people out there in America that have a good heart, and that's what he believed, and he was right, that when they see what's going on, they'll stand up and do something about it. And I believe you're going to do something about it. We're going to stand up for what's right. I want to pray for you right now. And we got to pray for our country and pray for the Benham brothers who are taking this stand. You know, it's just a wonderful thing to see truth stand up like this. And Father God, we thank you for those that are standing up and speaking truth, God. And we just pray for those right now that are just darkened in their understanding, not understanding that this is an important free society to have. Lord, that you begin to show us how to begin to impact each of these seven mountains through VFN Kingdom Business. Touch hearts of people that are watching and listening to partner, to connect, to participate, no matter where they are, to stand up to impact these seven mountains. You called us to make disciples of nations. And we do that by impacting these seven mountains, Father God. Lord, and I pray right now for the protection of America. I pray, God, for peace. I pray for our education system to be turned back to you. God, I pray for our audience right now that you would bless their hearts and you would touch them and comfort them and give them wisdom and a strategy to stand up for truth. And we ask you, Lord, to end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Chris, isn't abiding, spending time with the Lord, just an awesome thing?
Oh, it definitely is. And, that, you know, abiding is something that's just totally changed my life. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a point in time that I didn't even think that I could hear from God. I didn't know that I could spend time with God and hear from him. And it's just amazing. And I can't tell you how many times that through abiding that God spoke to me something that morning that I needed that day. There was something that came up that God spoke to me and to be able to encourage somebody else, or it was to help me through a particular situation that I was, you know, that God knew that I was going to run into that day.
It's like a chain link event where God gives you a rhema word for that, a living, active, breathing word that it blesses you.
Exactly.
But it blesses another person.
Yes.
Another person is living and active.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And it's just, you know, it just continues. It just keeps going and going, you know.
It's exciting, isn't
it? It's very exciting.
We can do this for the rest of our lives.
Yes, the rest of our lives. And it's just, you know, to be able to commune with the creator of the universe.
Awesome.
You know, and he speaks to you, and he speaks to you clearly.
Right.
And he speaks to you the way that you hear.
Right.
You know, because, you know, we don't all hear the same way, but
right.
But God knows, you know, how to speak to us. And,
right.
And it's just awesome. It's just, it's powerful. You know, it's life-changing.
Yeah. When you abide with the Lord, like he talks about in John 15, you know, apart from abiding in him, we can accomplish nothing. When we do that at the beginning of our day, the day is nothing but amen instead of oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's already spoken to us about our day. Maybe you're thinking, yeah, I want that life. I want to be able to abide with God. Listen, we have a simple plan available for you right now. It's free. All you have to do is go to iabide.org. That's iabide.org and request your free plan today. Listen, you're called, and by the way, you can't do anything outside of abiding with the Lord. That's iabide.org.